大家同时默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray silent.
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日上午的聚会。
In the name of Jesus, let us begin our Sabbath morning worship.
唱诗236首。
Let us sing hymn 236.
大家同心跪下祷告，求主带领祝福我们安息日的聚会。
Let us all kneel down and pray together, and ask God to bless and guide our Sabbath service.
同心祷告。
Let us pray.
哈利路亚，感谢慈爱的天父看顾我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, thanks to our merciful Father for watching over us.
今天是圣安息日，我们一起聚会敬拜神。
Being gathered here to keep the Sabbath and in worship to God.
愿主耶稣基督祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless us all.
早上跟大家分享在基督里敬拜神。
This morning, I would like to share with you the topic worship God in Christ.
在基督里敬拜神跟在旧约的律法下敬拜神是不一样的。
To worship God in Christ and to worship God under the law of the Old Testament are different things.
在旧约 按照律法的规定来敬拜神。
In the Old Testament, people will worship according to the statutes and the law established.
如果没有按照律法，那就会受到神的这个处罚。
And were it to be done not according to the law, people will be faced with the punishment of God.
按照神律法上的规定啊，这样才能得到神的悦纳。
The only method of being accepted in the eyes of God is to go by what is established in the law.
所以我们看旧约圣经的时候，有些人没有按照律法的规定，就受神的这个处罚，有些死掉了。
Therefore, when we read the Bible, we see that there are people who didn't follow the laws of God, and some even lost their lives.
好像大卫啊，要把神的约柜啊运回到他故乡去啊，结果没有按照律法的规定。
For example, when David wanted to transport the ark to his hometown, he did not follow the rules established by God.
那个运律法的、运约柜的那个祭司啊，就死掉。
And the priest that carried the ark.Died as a result.
所以在律法下敬拜神呢，是很战战兢兢的。
Therefore, when one worships God under the law, it is in fear and trembling.
一般的百姓是不能到圣殿敬拜神。
Ordinary people cannot go into the temple to worship God.
只有祭司按照律法的规定每天。到圣所里面敬拜神。
Only the priest is allowed into the sanctuary to worship God according to the pre-established way.
那每天要进去敬拜神，他一定要按照规定，先要献祭，还要这个洗身体，穿上祭司的衣服，带着这个神所规定的祭物。进到圣所里头去。
Every day, according to the laws established by God, the priest needs to offer a sacrifice and be cleansed, be clothed with a suitable garment, and then offer his worship to God.
那祭司在圣所里面呢，每一个动作都要按照律法的规定。
And then each single motion and action performed within the sanctuary needs to be according to what is established in the law.
一点都不可以随自己的意思做。
There is no space for one's own will in these actions.
所以是非常受约束，而且是不自由的。
Therefore, we can say it is very bound and very lacking in freedom.
至圣所那个是要到神面前的，这个至圣所啊，只有大祭司一年一次带着牛羊的血进去。
As for the Holy of Holies, this is the place where the priest comes in only once a year to offer the blood of the lambs and the rams.
那更是战战兢兢的。
And this is even more worthy of being in fear and trembling.
如果有一点差错啊，可能就会死在那里面。
Were there be any mishap or misalignment, the priest, the high priest might die right there.
所以让我们知道，旧约的人。以色列民他们敬拜神呢，是战战兢兢，很害怕。
So, this we know from the Israelites in the Old Testament. When they worship God, it was in fear and in trembling.
那今天呢，我们在基督里面敬拜神是完全不一样。
But today, as we worship God in Christ, it is a completely different matter.
在基督里面敬拜神呢，没有这一些律法上的规定。
When we worship God in Christ, there are no such limitations imposed by the law.
没有任何形式的这些规定。
There are no ceremonial rules to be followed.
所以很自由的，非常自由的，按照每一个人个人的心理的用心灵和诚实来拜神。
And as such, we are free to worship God in spirit and in truth.
也就是按照每一个人的心。来拜神。
That is to say, we worship according to our own heart.
在基督里面，这个拜神是一种属灵的敬拜。
And in Christ, worship becomes something spiritual.
是属于心灵的敬拜。
It is something that belongs to the spirit.
不是外体的这一种礼仪仪式 形式上的这种敬拜。
And it is not concerned with external or ceremonial aspects when we worship God.
所以在基督里面的敬拜啊，是在乎心灵，而不在乎外面的这个形式。
And therefore, the worship in Christ is concerned solely with the spirit and not with external appearances.
所以我们不要把旧约那一种拜神的那种观念带到今天在基督里面来拜神。
Therefore, let us not bring those all concepts from the Old Testament into a worship in Christ today.
我们看到有一些虽然是信耶稣基督，可是呢，他们还保留一些旧约的仪式。
Today we see that some, although they worship Christ, they still keep the ceremonial aspect of the Old Testament.
那个拜神的仪式，也就是说外面的这种表现。
And that is to say, it is the outer appearance that matters.
要这样做才会得到神的喜悦。
And they advocate that it has to be done this certain way in order to please God.
这个是旧约有这样的规定。
This is the rules that were established in the Old Testament.
在新约啊，基督里面就完全没有这个规定。
In the New Testament, in Christ, there is no such limitation.
我们看约翰福音第四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。第四章先请看二十节。
Let us see John chapter 4, verse 20.
二十节。
20.
这个是撒玛利亚妇人问主耶稣的话。
And this is what the Samaritan woman asked Jesus.
他说我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
20. Our fathers worship on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is a place where one ought to worship.
旧约啊，这个撒玛利亚人在但和伯特利的两个山上做礼拜敬拜神。
In the Old Testament, the Samaritans worship in Dan and Bethel.
但是犹太人呢，他们一直都在耶路撒冷敬拜神。
On the other hand, the Jews had Jerusalem as their worship location.
那按照律法的规定啊，当然是犹太人是正确的。
And according to the law of the Old Testament, of course, the Jews were correct.
那以色列人就是那个时候的撒玛利亚人呢？他们在但和伯特利的山上敬拜神，那个是错的。
And at the time when the Samaritans worshipped in Dan and Bethel, that was actually wrong.
那是因为在所罗门死了以后，他的儿子耶罗波安做王。
The reason is that after Solomon died and his son Jeroboam became king.
那一些百姓就要求说，你的父亲啊，使我们担重担。
Then some of the people told the king, your father has loaded us with heavy burden.
那你现在啊，要给我们呢啊，轻松一点。
Let us therefore have a lighter load today.
因为所罗门呢，盖圣殿又盖王宫，所以百姓啊，很劳苦啊，但负担很重。
Because under the ruling of Solomon, the people were told to edify the temple and Solomon's place, and therefore they were under a lot of burden and work.
那现在这些工程都已经完成了，所以他的儿子继承做王的时候，百姓就要求说让他们轻松一点。
Now that all these works were done, the people requested to the king to have an easier life, so to speak.
这个耶罗波安啊，去问那些老人家的谋士，说他问他们的意见。
And therefore, Jeroboam went to consult with the elderly advisors in his kingdom.
老人家给他们说，应该要这样做。
And those elderly advisors told him to follow the people and do likewise.
按照百姓的意思。
And do according to the will of the people.
然后啊，他又去问一些跟他同年龄的年轻人的意见。
Yet Jeroboam also sought the advice of those who were young, just like him.
那年轻人就给他建议说啊，那你要对百姓说， 我的大拇指啊，比我的父亲的腰还要粗。
And the advice of the youth gave Jeroboam was, tell the people that your thumb is thicker than the waist of your father.
所以我父亲给你们担重担了，我要给你们担更重的担。
Therefore, my father made you suffer with burden. I shall do so even more.
那这个罗波安呢，就采用了年轻人跟他同年龄这些呢。
And Rehoboam then took up on the advice of the young people.
所以他就回答百姓说啊，我父亲，我的大拇指比我父亲的腰还要粗。
So he went and told the people, my thumb is greater and thicker than the waist of my father.
所以我父亲给你们担重担了，现在我要给你们担更重的担。
Therefore, my father loaded you with burden and labor, and I shall do so with even more labor and burden.
那以色列百姓听了之后说，他们就换了，他们就不愿意，耶罗波安做他们的王。
When the people heard this, they did not will for Jeroboam to be their king anymore.
以色列人呢，那些十一个支派的人呢，说我们今天跟大卫的跟大这个犹大支派啊，就是大卫的这个支派啊，没有相关的，我们脱离了。
11 of the tribe of Israel then took it upon themselves to declare that they had no further relationship with the tribe of Judah where David came from.
那就耶罗波安就做他们的王。
And Jeroboam then became their king.
这个就是以色列国北朝啊分出去了。
This is how the northern dynasty of Israel was segregated from Judah.
哦，那南朝犹大国就是犹大支派哈，罗波安做王。他们还是在耶路撒冷拜神。
And as for the southern kingdom, Judah itself, Jeroboam remained king, and the people worshipped still in Jerusalem.
那耶罗波安做以色列王，他有十一个支派的人。
Jeroboam being the king of the northern kingdom, commanded 11 of the tribes.
他不愿意以色列民再到耶路撒冷来拜神。
And he was not willing to let the people descend to Jerusalem to worship God.
恐怕这样的日子久了以后他们的心又归向犹大这样子。
Because it might be the case that as the days went by, the people's heart would be turned back to Judah.
所以为了防止这件事情呢，他就在但和伯特利就一个在南边，一个在北边这两个山上设立祭坛，说在这里敬拜神就好了。
And to prevent this situation from happening, what the king did was to set up altars in Dan and Bethel, the northmost and southmost points of the kingdom for the people to worship.
不需要再到耶路撒冷拜神。
Saying there is no need to go down to Jerusalem to worship any longer.
那圣经上说这个就是耶罗波安陷百姓于罪中。
The Bible says that this is how Jeroboam made the people descend into sin.
但是百姓不晓得
But the people did not know this.
就顺从耶罗波安的这个命令。
And rather they followed the commands of Jeroboam.
从那个时候开始呢，以色列人都是在但和伯特利这个山上献祭拜神。
And from that moment on, the Israelites of the Northern Kingdom worshiped God in the mountains of Dan and Bethel.
那么一直延续到主耶稣来的时候。
All along till Jesus came.
他们已经忘记了说这个到底怎么来的。
At that time, they already forgotten why they worship what they did.
所以以色列人呢，当时的这个撒玛利亚人呢，认为说他们在这个祖宗都在这个山上拜神，这个是一个传统下来的，他们认为这样是对。
So the Samaritans or Israelites thought that what they worship in the mountains was a tradition handed over the forefathers, which was correct in their mind.
但是当时的犹太人知道这个是错的，所以他们很瞧不起这些撒玛利亚人，认为他们好像外邦人一样。
But still, the Jews knew that that was wrong, and therefore they looked down upon the Samaritans as if they were Gentiles.
因为外邦人拜神是错误的。
For the Gentiles are not correct in their worship to God.
所以他们也把撒玛利亚人看成是外邦人一样。
And therefore, they listed the Samaritans in the ranks of the Gentiles.
所以撒玛利亚人跟犹太人是不来往。
Therefore, the Samaritans and the Jews do not get along.
那这一次是因为主耶稣他虽然是肉体身为犹太人，可是呢， 他却跟这个啊撒玛利亚人呢，妇人呢，要水喝。
Although Jesus by birth was a Jew, he dared to ask a Samaritan woman for a drink.
所以撒玛利亚妇人感到很惊讶。
So she felt that it was very strange.
说你是犹太人，怎么会向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝？
Saying how is it that you being a Jew ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?
好，那这样主耶稣就跟他谈起这个神的恩赐。
With this introduction, the Lord Jesus shared the word of God to the woman.
最后啊，那个撒玛利亚妇人说：“哎，看出这个耶稣是个先知。”
In the end, the Samaritan woman realized that Jesus was a prophet.
所以就问他拜神的事情。
So she asked him concerning the worship of God.
那这个问题啊，是已经几千年来啊，他们啊，这个以色列人跟犹大人的，又或者犹太人的。争论不休的问题。
And this question was an unresolved debate that went on for a millennia between the Jews and the Israelites.
那这个问题如果没有主耶稣来解决啊，就没有啊，没完没了。
And if Jesus did not settle the matter, then it would go on forever.
啊，所以这个时候啊，撒玛利亚妇人呢，哇，就向主耶稣提出这个问题来。
At this point, the Samaritan woman brought the question before Jesus.
那现在我们看主耶稣怎么回答。
Let us now see what was Jesus' reply.
我们看二十一节。
Let us see verse 21.
二十一节说啊。
21.
妇人啊，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
21. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father."
主耶稣先告诉妇人说：“你当信我。”
Firstly, Jesus encouraged the woman to believe in him.
也就是说，现在相信耶稣基督那就不一样。
That is to say, when one believes in Jesus, things change.
只要相信耶稣基督就不再会有旧约。这个时候那些争论。
If only you believe, then the debates of the Old Testament will cease.
现在是要相信耶稣基督的时候了。
Now is the hour to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣先告诉他说：“你当信我。”
So Jesus told the woman, "Believe me."
那么信主耶稣就不在律法下敬拜神了。
When one believes in Jesus, worship is to God is no longer under the law.
因为在这个山上或者在耶路撒冷拜神，那个都是旧约律法的时代的事情。
Because you worship either on the mountains or in Jerusalem, nothing concerning the Old Testament.
那么这些都已经成为过去了。
And these things are of the past.
所以主耶稣说，不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
That is why Jesus says, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
意思说，这些都已经结束了。
Meaning that all these things are finished.
现在新约的时代已经来到。
Today, the era of the New Testament has come.
那么新约就是相信耶稣基督。
The New Testament consists in believing in Jesus.
在主耶稣基督里面来拜神。
And to worship God in Christ.
那么在主耶稣基督里面拜神，这个是新约的拜神。
And to worship God in Christ is something in the New Testament.
所以怎么样拜神？
How to worship God?
我们看二十三节。
Let us see verse 23.
说时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
主耶稣说时候将到，说如今就是了，因为主耶稣已经到了。
Jesus says, but the hour is coming, and now is, because Jesus is here.
所以现在相信耶稣基督拜天父就不是在按照律法了。
So in the present, worship to the Father is no longer under the law.
主耶稣说，真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
Jesus says, those who truly worship the Father do so in spirit and truth.
说因为天父喜欢这样的人拜他。
For the Father wants such people to worship him.
旧约那种礼拜不是真正神所喜悦的。
The worship conducted in the Old Testament is not truly pleasant to God.
那是一个过渡的时期。
It is a transitional phase.
神其实呢不喜欢那些祭物啊、礼物啊、什么燔祭啊、赎罪祭。
In reality, God is not pleased with the gifts and the sacrifices made in the Old Testament, such as the sin offering or the burnt offering.
所以那些不是神喜欢的。
And these are not truly what God rejoices over.
那神喜欢的是什么
？So what is it that finds favor in the eyes of God？
就是我们的心灵而已。
It is only our spirit.
只要我们有一个诚实的心来拜神呢、啊，神就喜欢了。
As long as you come to God with a heart of honesty and truth, this is what God rejoices over.
让我们知道、啊、今天我们拜神是非常自由的。
So today, let us know and understand that worship to God is very free.
而且完全是一个个人的拜神。
And it is absolutely an individual matter.
随个人的心意来拜神。
It is according to one's own heart.
旧约不是，这位是整体的。
In the Old Testament, it was not so. It was a group or joint worship.
不是个人的。
And it was not individual.
但是呢，新约是个人的。
However, in the New Testament, worship to God concerned each single person.
所以神是看我们每一个人的心。
So God looks at the heart of each of us.
所以就没有一些外体的什么形式。
And as such, a ceremonial external aspect do not matter.
所以今天我们祷告。
So today when we pray,
我们要用我们的诚实的心灵来祷告。
We need to pray with a heart of truth and honesty.
那就不在乎外面的什么形式。
And then the external appearances do not matter.
你认为说我这样祷告最诚心。
If you feel that this is the method that expresses my piety the most,
那就可以了。
Then that is good.
那可能跟别人不一样的。形式
Other people might have other method or external manifestations.
那都没有关系的。
And this is not that critical.
你要在哪里祷告
？And where shall you pray?
你要跪下来祷告。
Will you pray kneeling?
要站着祷告。
Or standing.
躺着祷告。
Or lying down.
坐下祷告。
Or sitting.
或者睡在床上也祷告。
Or even lying in bed sleeping.
那是看你这个时候，你的心意。你认为我这样祷告，我现在这样祷告最舒服。
It is all according to intention. Maybe you feel that that is your most comfortable way of praying.
神也是很高兴的。
And God also is glad.
完全看你的心。
It is all according to your heart.
如果你的心不诚实，那当然神，你什么形式都没有用。
But if your heart is not true, no matter what ceremonial things you use, it is all in vain.
有些人说，我要趴下来祷告，这个是最虔诚的。
Some people might say that they want to prostrate completely before God to show their fear to God.
可是你有这个动作，但是呢，里面心并不诚实。
They have this outward manifestation, but their heart doesn't match that in honesty.
那神还是不喜欢的。
And God doesn't like that.
所以是神是看我们的内心。
Therefore, God looks into our hearts.
不在乎你外表的那种形式。
The external actions do not matter.
所以我们不能规定说祷告一定要怎么样，我们没有这种规定。
So we cannot say that prayer must be conducted in such and such a way. We have no such rules.
祷告一定要在什么地方？
Or that prayer needs to be in such a place.
在基督里面也没有这种规定。
In Christ, there is no such limitation.
所以说完全按照个人的心意来祷告。
It is completely and absolutely according to one's own heart.
这个是天父所喜欢的。
For this is what the Father likes.
这个叫做自由。
This is what we call freedom.
所以今天呢，在基督里面敬拜神是非常自由的。
So today our worship to God in Christ is completely free.
不要有任何的这个限制。
Let us not be subject to any restrictions.
这样拜神才会快乐。
And this way, our worship will carry gladness.
如果不自由，就不快乐。
Because without freedom, there is no joy.
天父是希望我们用很喜乐的心来拜他。
The Father's will is for us to worship with a truly joyful heart.
这是基本上我们首先要认识的。
And this is the first basic understanding we need to have.
所以今天在基督里面要用这样的心来拜神。
So today let us worship God with such a heart.
这是主耶稣呢特别指示我们的。
This is what Jesus entrusted us especially.
所以我们今天在基督里面拜神呢很快乐很自由。
Therefore today our worship in God is in joy and in freedom.
不要在乎啊外体的形式。
Let us not be concerned with external appearances.
如果你的心呢、啊、在乎外体的形式，你就分心了。
And because otherwise,、if we are concerned with those details, our hearts、go astray and lose focus.
我们要进到我们内心里头，专心的啊，诚实的心，这样来祷告神。
Let's enter into the depths of our heart and pray to God in honesty.
你不要去在乎外面的这个什么形式啊。
Don't be concerned. Don't worry about the formalities that are only in the appearance.
这个就是很自由的用心灵来敬拜神。
This is how we can worship God in freedom, in our heart with truth.
这个是第一啊，我们要知道。
This is the first thing that we need to keep in mind.
再来进一步啊，我们要啊知道啊用什么来拜神。
Taking a step further, we need to know with what to worship God.
我们看这个腓立比书第三章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第三节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse
3. 第三章第三节。
Chapter 3 verse 3.
说因为啊，真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。这里说那个真受割礼的。
Here we are talking about those who are truly of the circumcision.
真受割礼的，就是我们今天受洗归入基督里面的。
Those who have been truly circumcised are those who have been baptized into Jesus Christ today.
旧约的割礼啊，是肉体的割礼。
In the Old Testament, circumcision was something of the flesh.
小孩子生下来第八天就要受割礼。男孩子。
The male newborns would go under circumcision at the eighth day of their birth.
那种割礼啊，只是一个外体的一个记号，说我是属神的人。
That circumcision is merely a sign of the flesh to indicate that one belongs to God.
就是一个记号而已。
It is merely a symbol.
没有功效，没有什么跟这个割礼目的是要脱离罪，脱离这个情欲的事情，那是一点功效也没有。
And as for the true significance of circumcision, which is to be totally separated from evil and sin, it has no such effect.
那个真是割礼是属灵的。就是我们受洗归入基督里面，我们真正脱离了罪。
On the other hand, true circumcision is spiritual. It is a true departure from sin.
所以今天我们在基督里面是真受割礼的人。
Today we are in Christ and we are truly circumcised.
接受基督的割礼。
Because we have received the circumcision from Christ.
就是受洗归入基督里面。
And this was done through our baptism into Christ.
我们跟罪就隔绝了。
And therefore we are separated from sin.
我们成为一个新造的人。
We have become then a new creation.
也就是自由的人。
And we have become free creatures.
所以在基督里面呢，来敬拜神。
Therefore let us worship God in Christ.
就不是按照肉体的条例的。
Not then according to the statutes of the flesh.
因为在基督里面遵守割礼啊，他就成为一个属灵的人。
Because he who has received circumcision in Christ has become a spiritual person.
这个属灵的人呢，是一个新造的人。
The spiritual person is a new creation.
所以说要用圣灵来拜神的。
Because of this, so we worship God with the Holy Spirit.
说我们这个以神的灵敬拜。
This is what we say, we worship God in the Spirit.
这叫属灵的敬拜。
This is a spiritual worship, as we call it.
用神的灵来敬拜神。
We use the Spirit of God to worship God.
这个是神最喜欢的。
This is what God considers the best.
所以今天我们受洗归入基督里面之后。
Today, when we have come to Christ and receive His baptism,
神就应许呢。要将圣灵赐给我们。
God give us the promise of the Holy Spirit.
这个目的啊，就是要我们来敬拜神。
The objective is for us to worship God.
我们看几节圣经。
Let us refer to a couple of verses.
看约翰福音第七章。
Let us see John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
今天相信耶稣基督的人呢，都要用圣灵啊来拜神。
Today, all who believe in Jesus Christ might worship with the Holy Spirit.
所以呢， 主耶稣就应许呀，信他的人都要受圣灵。
Therefore, Jesus promised all his believers that they shall receive the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音第七章三十七节。
Let us turn to John chapter 7, verse 37.
七章三十七节。
Chapter 7, verse 37.
这是节期的末日，就是最大的那一日。主耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
37. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
信我的人呢、啊，就如经上所说啊，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
Jesus spoke concerning the Spirit, for those who believe in him will receive.
那个时候还没有圣灵赐下来，因为主耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
所以主耶稣预先就宣告这个最大的信息。
Jesus preemptively announced this great message.
说信他的人、啊、要受圣灵。受圣灵像什么呢？像从腹中流出活水的江河来一样。
Saying those who believe in him, shall receive the Holy Spirit as waters, flowing, from within them.
主耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说：“这个就是神的恩赐。”
Jesus told the Samaritan woman, "This is the gift of God."
我赐给你活水。
I give you living water.
在你里头成为一个泉源，一直涌出这个活水来。到永生
and in you shall flow this river until the end of time.
所以这个受圣灵就是像有一个泉源在肚腹里面，它会涌出这个活水来。
So to receive the Holy Spirit is to have this fountain of living water that flows out of one's interior.
所以说，当我们相信耶稣基督受洗的时候就会得到这个应许。
Therefore, when we believe in Christ and we are baptized.We receive this promise.
主耶稣还没有得到荣耀以前呢，门徒没有办，还没有不能得到这个圣灵。
Before Jesus was glorified, the disciples could not receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他们虽然跟随在主耶稣的身边呢，他们不会祷告。
So although they were following Jesus day in and day out, they knew not how to pray.
不知道怎么样祷告，因为没有神的灵可以用。
They did not know how to pray, for they did not have the Holy Spirit to aid them.
要等到受圣灵之后，他们就会用圣灵来祷告。
Not all until they received the Holy Spirit, then they knew how to pray.
我们看约翰福音十六章。
Let us turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章二十三节。
John chapter 16, verse 23.
十六章二十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 23.
说到那日，你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
24. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full.
所以当主耶稣复活升天，赐下圣灵来之后。
So when Jesus rose from the dead, ascended and granted the Holy Spirit.
那个时候门徒就会奉耶稣的名。祷告就是用神的灵来祷告。
Then the disciples could pray in the name of Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit.
这个就是天父就必给他们成全。
And this is what the Father accomplished for them.
说你们求就必得着。
And saying ask, you shall receive.
让你们的喜乐可以满足。
And that your joy may be full.
因为这种祷告就是天父喜欢的。
Because this is the sort of prayer that the Father likes.
用神的灵来祷告敬拜神。
It is praying to God and worshiping God with the Spirit of God.
看，现在看罗马书。
Let us now turn to Romans.
第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
二十六节。
Verse 26。
罗马书第八章二十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26。
说况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which we cannot be uttered.
从这里就知道说，主耶稣为什么说信他的人啊都要受圣灵。
Now we understand why Jesus says that all who believe in Him shall receive the Holy Spirit.
因这个圣灵来是要代替我们祷告。
The reason is that the coming of the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us.
主耶稣知道啊，我们自己啊不晓得当怎样祷告。
The Lord knows that we ourselves do not know how to pray.
那我们祷告自己祷告的话，按照自己的意思在祷告。
If we pray on our own, then we use our own will to pray to God.
有时候我们不晓得要讲什么。
And sometimes we do not know what to say.
所以呢，圣灵住在我们里面。
So then the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他就代替我们祷告。
And He helps us in our, and He replaces us in our prayer.
所以当五旬节圣灵降临之后。
Because when the Holy Spirit descended on the day of Pentecost,
门徒就不需要再问主耶稣说，主啊，我们要怎么祷告？不需要。
The disciples did not need to ask the Lord, Lord, how shall we pray?
门徒就都奉耶稣的名祷告，圣灵就替他们祷告。
The disciples will say, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and the Holy Spirit will take over and pray for them.
所以主耶稣才吩咐门徒说，你们要在耶路撒冷等候圣灵降临啊。
Therefore, Jesus commanded the disciples to await in Jerusalem the arrival of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们相信耶稣基督。
Today we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们受洗归入基督里面。
We have been baptized and called under the name of Christ.
一定要向天父求圣灵。
We have to ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit.
天父会把圣灵啊赐给那些求他的人。
Because the Heavenly Father would grant the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it.
这个圣灵是天父应许要给在耶稣基督里面的人。
And this Holy Spirit is promised by the Father to all those who are in Christ.
好像说，只要你相信耶稣基督，受洗归入基督里面呢，那天父啊，这个圣灵就应许说，这个圣灵就给你。
So as long as you believe in Christ and you are baptized into Christ, then the promise of the Holy Spirit is yours.
意思就是说，你就可以来领受这个圣灵。
This means that you will receive and experience the Holy Spirit.
那这个应许好像说，现在人说开一个支票给你了。
This spirit is comparable to a check issued nowadays.
那你就有这个支票，你一定你就知道，我会领到这些钱。
So you have a check, and check is a representation of the money you're entitled to.
但是支票上这个有期限，有的是当天的，有的是一个礼拜，有的是一个月的，有的可能是一年的。
But the checks might have an expiration date, might be a day, a week, a month, a year.
有些可能没有期限的。
Some checks have no expiration date.
你什么时候去领都可以。
Whenever you want to deposit them, it is acceptable.
那意思就是说已经给我们的。
But the meaning of all this behind it is that it has already been given to us.
那问题就是说你什么时候去领这个。
So then the heart of the matter is when we go and receive what was promised.
有些人可能是没有期限的。
Some people have no time limit.
就要看你是用什么样的心去领。
So then it all depends on your heart. With what sort of attitude you want to receive it.
怎么去领受这个圣灵。
So Jesus then tells us how to receive the Holy Spirit.
其实呢，都在乎我们的心。
It is all depending in our heart.
而且主耶稣说，你用诚心灵和诚实去领。
Jesus tells us to receive it in spirit and in truth.
第一个，你的心灵里头啊，像主耶稣说了，很渴。我现在很渴，我想要喝水，这样子。
Firstly, your spirit needs to be thirsty with this thirst, as Jesus said, as if longing for water.
你的心灵里头没有感觉到渴。
If your spirit does not feel any sort of need or thirst,
那你就喝不到水，你就不想喝水了。
Then you would not look for water, you would not drink water.
如果心灵里头感觉很渴，我没有水不行。
If your spirit is anguished with thirst, knowing that you cannot be without water.
那么这种心呢，就是主耶稣说，这个情执迫切的心，迫切， 我没有得到水，不行，我现在很渴。
This is the heart of importunity and perseverance that the Bible and Jesus describes, saying that we cannot be without it.
所以一个人对圣灵啊，心灵有这种渴慕圣灵的心呢、啊，你就很迫切的祷告。
So when a person has a true thirst for the Holy Spirit, they will pray earnestly to God.
然后还有诚心的祷告。
And then this prayer is with honesty.
什么叫诚心
？What do we mean by honesty？
就是很专心的、啊，不会分心的、啊。
It means that is truly focused without any sort of distraction.
这个诚就是说没有其他的东西在里面。完完全全的就是这样子。
That is to say, we have a total focus and dedication, and nothing shall lead us astray from what we seek.
所以用主耶稣说的，天父喜欢这样的人拜他，也就是用心灵和诚实来祷告，求圣灵就会得到了。
So like Jesus said, the Father rejoices over such prayers, such people who worship Him and pray to Him in spirit and in truth.
所以有一些人呢。啊，祷告很久，没有受圣灵。
So some people pray for a long time without receiving the Holy Spirit.
不是说啊，天父给不给？不是这个，圣灵已经给了，已经给了。
It is not a matter whether the Father will grant it or not, for the Father has already granted it.
那关键就是说，你是不是具备这个啊，去领受圣灵的这个啊？现在你是不是具备这些条件
？So the key is whether we are equipped with the right requirements to receive the Holy Spirit.
你是不是很渴
？Whether you are thirsty, truly thirsty.
能不能专心祷告
？Whether you can pray truly focused.
如果你具备这两项哦，那你一定会啊，情执迫切的求，一定会得着的。
If you pray earnestly with these two conditions in mind, then you shall certainly receive it.
有些人哦，求了五十年了。
Some people pray and ask for the Holy Spirit for 50 years.
为什么那么久？
Why so long?
因为他总是，虽然他很渴，可是他的心呢，一直没有办法专心。
Because although they are thirsty, their hearts cannot be concentrated.
还是很奇怪，一跪下去祷告就会想东想西。
So it is very strange. Whenever they need to pray, their mind wanders about all over the place.
虽然呢，尽量用大声祷告，还是没有用。
Although they play with a loud voice, it is all in vain.
那什么时候受圣灵？
So when do they receive the Holy Spirit?
那一天呢，他就不会想东想西。
It is a day where their minds are focused on only this thing.
为什么？
Why?
因为他带领一个慕道者。
And because they are maybe getting a true seeker.
他就帮助这个慕道者祷告。
And they pray earnestly for the true seeker.
把他带到前面来祷告。
And they bring the true seeker to the front.
他已经好久没有到前面祷告了，因为都求不到圣灵。
And it's been a long time since they come forward to pray because they didn't receive the Holy Spirit when they did so in the past.
来世布道会啊，他有一个责任，我带领我这个朋友，啊，好朋友。
But during that evangelical service, this member had the heart of guiding their good friend to believe in Christ.
这次要带他来受洗。
Having the determination of bringing them to baptize in the true church.
所以他有这个目标，所以他就。带他到前面祷告。
So because they have an objective in mind, they came to the front to pray with the true seeker.
他就很专心为他祷告。
So they prayed very earnestly and focused for the person.
他反正没有想到自己的问题。
They did not think about their own matters.
因为要为他祷告，所以很专心。
Because they prayed for the true seeker, they were very focused.
感谢神啊，两个人都受圣灵。
Thank God, both the member and the true seeker received the Holy Spirit.
五十年。
It was just exactly 50 years.
问题就在这。
And this is the bottom of the matter.
所以说我们今天还没有受圣灵呢，不要灰心了。
So today, those who have not received the Holy Spirit, let us not let us not lose hope.
不要想东想西，想说哎呀，是不是怎么样？是不是怎么？没有，都没有任何问题，没有任何问题。
Let us not think what is wrong or what is the problem. There is no problem.
唯一的就是说。你祷告要能够专心。
The only key is to be focused in prayer.
所以虽然还没有受圣灵，可能也会很想受圣灵，可是呢，祷告的时候可能有这样的软弱存在。
So although we long to receive the Holy Spirit, yet we have not received the Holy Spirit, maybe because of this weakness in prayer.
如果能把这个心能够排除那些不专心的因素，能够让你很专一的。在祷告的话，我相信圣灵啊，一下子你就领到。
If we can purge away these distractions that prevent us from focusing, for the reason we are praying, then I believe that you will receive the Holy Spirit very soon.
那要记得啊，领受圣灵是要做什么？
Then let us remember why we receive the Holy Spirit.
就是要祷告了要。
It is for prayer.
要代替我们祷告。
It is for it to intercede for us in prayer.
所以当你领受了圣灵之后，
So when we receive the Holy Spirit,
你就要懂得靠圣灵祷告。
We need to know how to rely on the Holy Spirit to pray.
因为就是要我们来敬拜神的。
That is because this is what leads us to worship to God.
那这个圣灵的祷告，就是按照神的旨意祷告。
And this prayer in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, is according to the will of God.
这是神最喜欢的。
It is a prayer which God likes the most.
看二十七节。
Let us see verse 27.
说监察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思。因为啊，圣灵按照神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
你看，我们祷告呢，一个很唯一的重要的一个原则，就是要按照神的旨意祈求。
There is one very important principle in our prayer, which is that we must ask and request according to the will of God.
才能得到神的悦纳啊，得到神的这个成就
，so that our prayers can be accepted by God and also realized by God.
那么圣灵代替我们祷告啊，都是完全按照神的旨意来代我们祈求的。
The Holy Spirit then intercedes fully according to the will of God.
所以这种祷告呢，是绝对有功效的。
This prayer as such will be absolutely effective.
也就是神最喜欢的。
It is a prayer that God likes the most.
我们看约翰一书第五章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter
5. 约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰一书第五章十四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 14。
五章十四节。
Chapter 5 verse 14。
五章十四节。
5:14。
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
那既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的没有得不着的。
And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked for of Him.
所以我们今天如果能靠着圣灵，按照神的旨意替我们圣徒祈求。
So if today we can pray with the Holy Spirit which intercedes for the saints,
那我们就很有信心知道我们所求的一定会得着。
Then we certainly have the confidence that we shall receive whatever we ask.
这个就是我们祷告的信心。
And this is the faith that we have in prayer.
所以说你们问我，你们无论向天父求什么，他必赐给你们。
So whatever you ask the Father, He shall grant it to you.
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
That your joy might be full.
所以今天我们的祷告要得到天父的成就呢，一定是靠着圣灵，按照神的旨意祈求。
So today, if we seek our prayers to be accepted and heard by God, we need to pray in the Spirit and according to the will of God.
这个就是我们向神所存坦然无惧的心。
Now this is the heart without fear, the confidence we have in God.
坦然无惧的心也就是放心，我们非常放心的把这个一切的事情靠着圣灵呢向神祷告，一定会得着。
Because we pray with such confidence, then we can be at peace and at rest that whatever we ask God shall be heard and accomplished for us.
所以保罗勉励我们。
Therefore, Paul encourages us.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
十八节。
Verse 18.
以弗所书第六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
第六章十八节。
Chapter 6, verse 18.
六章十八节。
Chapter 6, verse 18.
靠着圣灵啊，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful of this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
要靠着圣灵哦，随时多方祷告祈求。
Relying in the Spirit, we pray in every place and every time.
没有任何的限制。
There is no other restriction.
这个是灵的祷告啊，很自由的。
This is a prayer in the spirit that is absolutely free.
没有时间空间的限制。
There is no limitation of time and space.
靠着圣灵，随时都往祷告祈求。
Through the Holy Spirit, we pray wherever and whenever.
还要警醒不倦的祷告祈求。
And apart from this, we do so watchfully and with perseverance.
众圣徒祈求
Let our prayers be for all the saints.
这个是神最喜欢的
Because this is what God likes the most.
我们只要懂得这样来祷告敬拜神
If only we learn how to do this.
感谢神，我们一切所求的都能从神得着
Then thank God, everything that we ask can be obtained through God.
那我们在一切的生活上，我们所行所做的事上。都有主耶稣跟我们同在。
And then everything that we do in our lives shall have the abundance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
都有主耶稣的恩典呢，够我们用。
It shall have the grace of God in it for our joy to be complete.
所以我们就不至于缺乏。
That we might not be lacking in any regard.
而且呢，常常喜乐。
And always be rejoicing.
感谢神。
Thank God.
所以在基督里面，靠着圣灵，用心灵来敬拜神是最。快乐的事情。
So in Christ, to worship God in the Spirit and in truth, and relying on the Holy Spirit is the joyous, most joyous thing in life.
是自由喜乐的。
It is free. It is joyful.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们早上就分享到这里。
That will conclude our sharing this morning.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
240首。
240.
And
next, we will give our prayer of thanksgiving.
这里有一位姐妹是对付哈那个姐妹。
We have here a prayer request for Sister Steffi.
因为身体检查，检查的话好像有淋巴癌的这种可疑哈。
After a diagnosis, there is the possibility that she has a lymphatic cancer.
可能再进一步确认。
And there will be a further follow-up to confirm this.
因为有这样的这个怀疑啊，所以可能心里头啊会有一些压力啊。
Because there is this possibility, there is certainly a little pressure in her heart.
我们要帮她祷告。
And we need to pray for her.
我们要有信心。
We need to have faith.
无论是怎么样。
No matter what the outcome is,
一定要有信心。
We need to have faith.
我们心里不要害怕。
Let our heart not be afraid.
不要担心。
And let it not be troubled.
只要能信心的能够平静安稳。
As long as we can be in confidence and in strength,
心里要有平安。
Our hearts need to be with peace.
主耶稣给我们心里的平安。
Jesus gives us inner peace.
就没有忧愁，没有害怕。
So there is no reason to fear. There is no reason to grieve.
保持这样的心，祷告交托。
Let us harbor this sort of heart and entrust it all to Jesus.
这个最重要。
This is what matters most.
所以说，我们求主帮助他。
So let us ask the Lord to help her.
保守他的心。
To keep her heart.
感谢主。
Thank God.
现在我们要一起祷告。
Let us now pray together.
我们知道要用我们的诚实的心灵。
We know that we pray with a heart of honesty and truth.
能够靠着圣灵来祷告。
And through the Holy Spirit, we pray to God.
还没有受圣灵呢，就要迫切祷告求圣灵。
Those who have not received the Holy Spirit, pray with earnestness and ask for the Holy Spirit to God.
一样的，用我们的心灵和诚实祷告。
And also in the same way, with our spirit and with our truth.
天父都很喜欢的。
For the Lord rejoices over this. Let us now pray together.